Coming up on 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, February the 12th, Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Maybe to celebrate his birthday, we'll take a quick trip to Springfield, Illinois, with our guest this hour, who includes many sites in the land of Lincoln in her book, 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die. And we'll take some trips to warmer regions of the country, too, because on this yet again snowy day in February, many of us are dreaming of sunshine and 80 degrees, say maybe Key West, Florida. We'll talk about what vacation is on your list of places that you want to see in the USA and Canada, or where you've been that you want to recommend to us during this hour. And we will also tell you how to support Wisconsin Public Radio to get our guest book as a thank you gift to you. Joining me with that information is Cheryl Gasser, our talk director at Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. For a pledge of $10 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, we will be happy to send you our guest's book, 1,000 Places to See in the U.S. and Canada Before You Die. You can pay for it all at once. You can pay for it in monthly installments, however you like to break it up. It's easy and simple. The volunteer can walk you through that. Let me give you the number to call. Go to your phone, 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Enjoy. This is a huge book. It's huge.
It is. It's voluminous. And it has, well, you have to have more than 1,000 places to see before you die. We did, we have talked with Patricia Schultz before on this program. In fact, we talked to her a couple of years ago when her book was 1,000 Places to See in the World mm-hmm. Before You Die. And we talked to her when this book came out. Those programs so popular because we know you love to travel. And we thought we would invite her back during this pledge drive so we could, on this wintry day, think of places we'd like to see and do and talk about travel during this hour and offer you, as a thank you, her book, 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die, for that pledge of $10 a month to Wisconsin Public Radio. $10 a month or more in monthly installments. You can do that credit card, debit card, through electronic funds transfer through your checking account. You can pay for it all at once if you'd like to do that. But whatever you do to pay for it, we hope that you will make the decision today, right now, to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio to help pay for the programming that you value. 1-800-383-9772. Or you can pledge online at WPR.org.
And a pledge of $10 a month or more not only gets you the book, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die in Canada and the U.S., but also our member benefit card, our way of saying thank you to you. It's a year-long benefit, entitling you to two-for-one entrees at over 200 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin, as well as online shopping discounts, two nights for the price of one at bed and breakfast. So as you're traveling
around.
There are places in Wisconsin in this book, I am sure. And again, our way of saying thank you to you with your pledge of support for $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 800-383-9772.
Well, Cheryl, as you know, we talk a lot about current issues on this program, talk a lot about politics on the national, state, and international level, for that matter. And I love talking about politics and serious issues, but I also love to talk about travel. In fact, it's one of my passions. I love to travel. I plan vacations. I do have a list of places that I want to see in the near future. I don't like to say before I die, but I'd like to have, I have a number of vacations planned, and Patricia Schultz, on her previous visits to this program, helped me out a lot in terms of places, things to see while I was in those various areas. Listeners, too, calling in with their favorite vacations or places that they recommend that we see. So it's a lot of fun to talk about lifestyle things and topics that make life worth living, like travel, learning new about other cultures and seeing new places and meeting new people. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call to help support this wide variety of programming that you get every day on the Ideas Network. 1-800-383-9772, or make that pledge of any amount online at WPR.org.
And Joy, that is one of the wonderful things about your show. It's really designed to include our listeners, to include callers, to inform them. And because that's Joy's show, because you get such a great variety from travel, health and fitness, to politics and healthcare, the politics of healthcare, you really do cover it all. You do such a wonderful job, and that's worth a pledge of support. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. If you pledge online and put it on your credit card, your contribution goes to work right away to help keep the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio going strong.
You decide how much to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. We have no specific set amounts that you must contribute in order to be a member. Any pledge makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio and gives you part ownership in this radio service. It helps pay for a radio service that reaches all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond. Now have listeners all over the world listening to Wisconsin Public Radio via the internet. Not everyone chooses to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, or not everyone can afford to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, but you can, and your contribution helps pay for it for everyone. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
We need to raise $2,000 this hour in support of everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. We need to reach these hourly goals to reach our overall goal for the drive. So don't wait. Don't put it off. Give a call now at 800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or you can pledge online at WPR.org. Again, for a pledge of $10 a month or more, we will be happy to send you the book, 1,000 Places to See in the U.S. and Canada Before You Die, along with our member benefit card. But a pledge of any amount makes you a member.
And we have been fortunate so far during this morning program, Cheryl, in that our generous listeners have come through and called in pledges, and we've met most, not all, of our hourly goals. It's important to stay on track and meet those hourly goals so we can raise the 30% or so of our overall budget that comes from listener contributions, our budget that pays for this program and all of the costs associated with producing radio programs. A full one-third of it comes from you with your pledges during a pledge drive like this one. 1-800-383-9772 for you to do your part in paying for a service that you value, that you listen to, that you appreciate. WPR.org is the way you can contribute online. Give any amount to help out. Give any amount to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. But consider that pledge of $10 a month or more, the $120 pledge, if you would like the book, 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die, and automatically with that $120 pledge, you will also get that member benefit card that you can take with you on your travels.
Call now while you're thinking about it. You're listening to Joy and me. You're thinking, you know, I've been meaning to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio maybe for years. I've heard that from people who've pledged this drive. Joy, who said, you know, I love public radio. I listen to it every day. I've been listening for 10 years, for 20 years. I've always meant to become a member, and they pledged this drive, and that is wonderful. Just because you've been listening for a long time and haven't made the call yet doesn't mean we don't want to hear from you. We absolutely do. We want to hear from new members no matter how long you've been listening. The number 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Either way, it takes 2-3 minutes. You let us know who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you'd like to pay for it, and you have become a member of the Wisconsin Public Radio family. Let's hear from you now.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Cheryl, we're going to check the weather forecast and then welcome in our guests. Thanks. We'll talk to you a little bit later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, February the 12th. Thanks for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Now we are looking for your calls with questions and recommendations about places to go and sights to see in the USA and Canada. Where are you planning on going this year for vacation? Or what is the best vacation you ever had in North America? Let us know. Our call-in number is 1-800 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or if you're in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. I've got a few places on my list to talk about with our guest, and I hope you do too. She is Patricia Schultz. She is the author of the best-selling book, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, and we talked with her about her first book, which focused on the world, during a previous pledge drive here on Wisconsin Public Radio. We also talked to her about her Travel Channel series based on that book, and again, when her new book came out, 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die. Those programs were so popular, and we know so many of you love to travel that we asked her to come back to talk with you again and to give you a chance to support Wisconsin Public Radio and pick up a copy of her book at the same time. We are very pleased that she is able to join us this morning. Patricia Schultz joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. A warm morning to you.
Well, thank you so much. Are you in a place where it's snowing right now?
No, it's actually a balmy 17 degrees in Midtown Manhattan, New York City.
Well,
and here I thought it was cold out east.
Yeah. We have had one heck of a winter so far in Wisconsin, that's for sure. And some people love the snow, and they want to play in the snow. And others, like me, enough already.
Spring is almost here, Joy.
That's around, right.
I can smell it.
I like winter enough, but this has been a record-breaking one in Madison. In fact, we're breaking the record for a full season's worth of snow, the all-time record.
Oh, really?
And it's only February.
Mm.
So anyway, I we'll talk about all sorts of places that we can visit, but maybe I'll put you on the spot. Give me a toasty, sunny, warm place that I might want to go right now in the U.S., even if it's just in my mind.
It's certainly a stock answer, and it's not going to seem at all exotic, but I just flew in last night from Florida, and it came to me all over again how lucky we are to have that little southern playground within our union, because it was lovely, and Miami, South Beach is really jumping. We went north of Miami towards Fort Lauderdale. The beaches are really quite beautiful, and the waters were so clear. I had forgotten, because everybody kind of poo-poos Florida. You know, everyone's 92 years old, and is from, you know, invariably from two blocks from where I live here in New York City. But it was wonderful. The palm trees, the weather, you know, February, could you expect to find gorgeous 80-degree weather anywhere else? So it was beautiful.
And were you doing research in Miami?
Oh, you know, my travel is always work.
Mm-hmm.
But I had included quite a number of places in Florida in my USA and Canada book. The Keys are great.
That is one of my favorite places.
And so many of those Keys are really untouched. They're pretty much, uninhabited, many of them, and others such as Key West, of course, is just fun. Great fishing, great scuba diving, snorkeling, sunken galleons with hidden treasures just off the coast of the Keys, and, you know, great restaurants, beautiful old Victorian candy color painted homes, a very real Cuban vibe, because there's a lot of first and second generation Cubans living there. The restaurants are wonderful. The sunsets are spectacular. So it's fun.
Yeah.
All of Florida is fun. And, of course, there's Orlando and there's always Cape Canaveral. So love Florida.
And I love Florida, too. And you forgot about the cats with six toes in Key West. That was always
fun. I think they have eight toes
now. Oh, do they
now.
Have eight now? Yeah. Yeah, that was the first place where I ever went snorkeling. And it just opened up a whole new world for me. I never thought I was a Jacques Cousteau type.
There's a whole reef off the coast of the Keys that, I was surprised real scuba folks come from all parts, because it's considered one of our best dive destinations on the East Coast, or in the United States in general.
Yeah, I did a trip to Key West that many years ago, and I did it in, I think it was early March. And when I flew back to the Midwest, there was a blizzard that snowbound us at the Minneapolis airport. I'll never forget that.
A brutal welcome home.
Right. I also promised listeners earlier that since today is Abraham Lincoln Lincoln's birthday, on the calendar anyway,
that
we would visit the land of Lincoln a little bit. I noticed that you had a number of spots in the book, like Springfield, Illinois, and the museum.
Yes. And I'm imagining that you maybe touched on the fact that 2008, they're doing quite a number of events and festivities to celebrate the 200th anniversary of his birth.
Actually, I did not, so that's good to know. Mm-hmm.
This is quite a big year for Illinois and Kentucky, where he was born, and Indiana, where he lived a number of his years. And, of course, Washington as well. I was a Georgetown student my undergraduate years. One of the most special things that we could hope to do was, after dark, to go down to the Lincoln Monument at the Tidal Basin, where everything was illuminated, and sit at the feet of that magnificent statue of Lincoln. And only now, in retrospect, do I realize how special that was, and do I realize now what a very, very special and important president he was during one of our most trying times during the Civil War. So, yeah, it's 200 years. Mm-hmm. 2008, maybe into 2009, they're celebrating things on what is called the Lincoln Trail. And, of course, Illinois, you have the Presidential Library in Springfield. It's only 3 years old, maybe 4 years old, and just spectacular. And everybody says, oh, to bring the children. Well, forget the children. To me, it really was like a semester back at school, and I love those kinds of historical and educational places when you travel, because they're so enjoyable, and you come away with so much, and you've enjoyed yourself in the meantime. It's really very kind of effortless education, and I think that's one of the important things about travel, that it is what I like to call an education, a classroom without walls.
Yeah.
And you learn everything you ever wanted to know about one of our most important presidents at the Presidential Library, and a number of other places, too. And the birthplace in Kentucky, it's all, and Kentucky is such a magnificent, beautiful, beautiful state that, at least as a New Yorker, is off our radar. We just don't talk about it much, except every spring when there's a Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a number of Lincoln-related destinations in Kentucky as well. So, it's, and I like to visit not just the Lincoln Presidential Library, but the different presidential homes. Here in New York, we have the home of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Again, so much education, and you can learn so much. It was the first presidential library, designated the first presidential library anywhere in the U.S., the Truman Home in Independence, Missouri. I just visited in Simi, California, the Ronald Reagan Home. My friend came back last week from the Clinton Library in Arkansas. So the Presidential Library in Springfield is one in a number, but it's pretty much in your backyard almost, really.
Yeah, that it is just about in the backyard, so not too far to travel. And I never thought of that, doing a sort of a tour of presidential homes and libraries, especially during a political year like this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And how much you learn. You don't realize how little you know, I think, until you spend an afternoon there. And you see that it's a great place to bring the children. It is, but it's really a multiple-generation place, because grandparents may have a more immediate contact with a president who is less removed in time. Parents, my generation, have an equal appreciation, everything that kind of went over their heads back at high school. And then the kids, because I think it's absolute that they need to understand something of our past. And to see where these presidents actually live, you see that they're human, and you see their foibles and their characters and their quirky ways, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very real, and it's very identifiable, and it stays with you, unlike most of what you learn in high school.
Yeah, the last
I think I slept through most of it.
I know, I did. In fact, I learned a lot on a trip I took last summer, and in fact, the last time we talked, I got a number of good tips from you and our listeners to help me out with my trip to Philadelphia, and I had a very nice time there last summer, Independence Hall.
Just brimming with history. All of these great coastal colonial cities and towns on the East Coast. Boston is wonderful as well. Washington, one of our earliest cities. And the cobblestone streets, it really transports you back in time. They're almost as if movie sets if you find these homes from the 1700s, the 1800s. You realize that it's really an earlier chapter that is kept very much alive, that as you move west, you see less and less. I've grown up with it. I always thought that America was all about the 18th century because it's what I find and have always appreciated so much here, especially in the Hudson Valley of New York State. But it's just a pocket. It's one particular point or chapter in our history. And that's why each region of the United States holds something inherently special and unique. Mm-hmm. And that's why I found doing research for this book just remarkably insightful and having me understand the how our country evolved, not just historically and politically, but you know, the waves of immigration, how we have different kinds of festivities and festivals and events and holidays, the linguistic aspect of our different waves of migration, the inherent beautiful geographic scenic qualities that you'll find in the Southwest versus the Northeast New England. And it is a massive country, and the differences are just astounding, I think. You know, to write it all off as just American is an understatement, because we have so many variations.
Let me let me remind our listeners that we will talk more about 1,000 Places to See Before You Die after we check news from National Public Radio. And let me remind you that you can pick up a copy of this book of the 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die with a pledge of $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 6:36 on this Tuesday morning, February the 12th. And we are talking about travel and places to see and things to do. 1,000 places to see in the USA and Canada before you die. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call to pledge your support to Wisconsin Public Radio this morning and during this hour. If you would like to pick up a copy of Patricia Schultz's book, 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die, pledge $10 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio to help support this radio service, to help pay for this radio service. A third of our budget comes from listener contributions, and you can contribute to a service that you use, that you appreciate, that you value, $10 a month or more, and we will be happy to send you a copy of this book, 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. So far, five of you have called in to help support Wisconsin Public Radio, and it looks like a number of you have decided that you indeed would like to take a look at the 1,000 Places to See Before You Die. So thank you very much. Working toward a $2,000 goal, and we appreciate anything you can do to help. Let me welcome back our guest and welcome in your calls during the rest of this segment for Patricia Schultz. She is the author of this book, previously the author of 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, which focused on the entire world. She is the executive producer of the Travel Channel show based on her book. She has also written for numerous travel publications and other publications, and this is her latest book, 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die. Is there a place on your list that you would like to talk about? Our call-in number is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. Any places that you would recommend or places that you're wondering about that you might have some questions about? I know that I have a number of travel places on my list. I plan on asking a little bit about, if nobody else calls in, I want to talk a little bit about Vermont and New England. places. I've been to Boston, and but that's it when it comes to the New England area. So I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to talk a little bit more about the Southwest. I've been there, but I want to visit again. Our very next trip, my husband and I are planning, is Alaska. And I know that our guest has been there as well. She's been everywhere. She's Patricia Schultz, and we welcome her back. Calls are coming in. But let me ask you, I've asked you this before, but Alaska is an incredible place, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is magnificent. It is awesome. It is majestic. And it is empty. Mm-hmm. You know, there's, I think, two-thirds of tourists, not just Americans, who go there enjoy and visit and experience the Inside Passage as well, one must, because it's one of the best cruises in North America, mm-hmm. that you can hope to do, whether in a small kind of expeditionary boat where there are 50 or 60 of you. Now they have these massive Carnival Line type things, which are less expensive, but not as intimate an experience. But then they turn around and go home, and that always struck me. You know, you go all the distance, mm-hmm. and you get a peek into what is some of the most pristine and awe-inspiring scenery on this continent, and then you turn around and go home having seen less than 1% of it, and what a shame that is. Yeah. There's just so very much to see in the Alaskan Highway. You can rent a car, you can drive forever, really.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of that same northeast beauty is also very findable and at your fingertips in the Yukon and in British Columbia and Western Canada, also along the coastline. It's very similar.
Yeah. Let's go to Tracy and Estrom. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead, Tracy.
Hi there. Say, I was just calling just for the top 1,000 places in the United States, and I really think that the Gunflint Lodge outside of Grand Marais, Minnesota, should be considered on that list.
I'm sorry, what is the name of it?
It's the Gunflint Lodge.
Oh, no, yes. I didn't understand you. No, that whole area in northeast Minnesota is very much included in the book, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
great, great.
Oh, beautiful, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, we were eating breakfast and we looked out on the lake, which, you know, halfway in the middle of the lake is actually, you know, Canada, and there was a wolf that was crossing. And in the evening, and actually there's a deer crossing my path right now, but there was a moose, and we actually got into a little bit of a, of course, you know, always, you know, plan for snow, and we actually went up the road, and the sheriff gave us a ride back, and, you know, we spotted four moose on the road, and,
oh,
you know, it's a beautiful place.
Sounds
right
like
in your own backyard.
Yeah, it sounds like Alaska.
Yeah,
it does.
Well,
it is.
My husband's been to Alaska many times, and he, you know, and has gone moose hunting, and he just was just amazed that this was just a little piece of heaven right in our own backyard, literally. So,
absolutely. Well, watch out for the deer, Tracy.
I will.
That's great. And you visited a number of places in Wisconsin, in northern Wisconsin, too, but I bet you these were summer visits, not winter visits, right, Patricia?
You got me. I confess it was. But what a spectacular place to visit in the summertime. Mm-hmm. You know, and there is so much as an East Coaster. I was stunned by how time and again I kept lulling myself into thinking I was at a coastal Atlantic or Pacific destination, mm-hmm. because the lakes are just so massive, and so many of the areas with the sand, et cetera, and for vistas and horizons that are just open, you are, you know, lulled into thinking that you're somewhere where, you know, if you look far enough east, you'll see London.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, I kept reeling myself back to realize that they were, in fact, lakes, and they were massive, and they were grand, and they were great, and how lucky we are to have that whole area. Again, it's your backyard. Maybe you appreciate it as Tracy from the Duluth area or from Gunflint. Mm-hmm. You need to really, I think, make that concerted effort to appreciate it, because you start taking so much for granted. And look what we have. It's a spectacular area. In fact, that drive from Duluth, the North Shore, up towards Thunder Bay, it was an epiphany for me. It was a real insight to that area of Lake Superior and the Great Lakes area that you're just not aware of, I think, until somebody takes you by the hand and kind of drags you along and says, look what I've got to show you. And it's nothing less than remarkable.
Yeah, it is. It is remarkable. And we have remarkable colors and spectacular beauty in the fall in Wisconsin. But I have been, my interest has been piqued, excuse the pun there, with we have a new staff member at Wisconsin Public Radio who lived for a long time in Vermont.
Yes.
And I'd love to see New England and Vermont in particular in the fall. What would you recommend?
Well, I would recommend booking now. But also, don't be discouraged. People always say, you know, oh, I hear people book from one year to the next, and they do. They're so that taken by the autumnal beauty of a visit in October, especially mid-October. But if you decide in September even that you've always wanted to go, and you're discouraged by the crowds, you call the local boards of tourism or the local chambers of commerce, and they have cancellations by the boatload. You can always find a place or go on hotels.com and find out what the cancellations are. There's an area of Vermont in the northeast corner. There are three, I think, counties that are grouped together, and they're called the Northeast Kingdom. And they are the quintessential corner of Vermont where the back roads that are winding and the steepled church and the little hamlets and maple syrup flavored everything, and where the cows still outnumber the locals, and the small B&Bs, and it's all just picture perfect, and it's real, and it's yours, you know, just for the price of a tank of gas. The idea is just to drive and drive and get lost and stop where you want, go antique shopping, spend the night, a great restaurant, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Where do your travels take you next?
Actually, next week I'm going on, people hate to hear me say this, on a trip around the world.
Oh,
it's
wow.
mostly Africa and Asia, and there are two places I haven't been to of all of them, and one is Ghana in Western Africa, which was the site, disembarkation point for tens of thousands of slaves who were sent to the plantations of Southern America. And I'm looking forward to it from a historical point of view, most definitely. And Timbuktu in Mali. Never been to Timbuktu.
Well, you've got to go to Timbuktu.
I know.
That is great.
How can a travel writer live and say they've never been to Timbuktu?
Well, we really appreciate all of what you do and tell us about from your travels, and you inspire us all. Thanks very much, Patricia Schultz.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Patricia Schultz, author of 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, February the 12th. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll get some grammar tips from the Grammar Girl. That's coming up in our next hour. Right now, Cheryl Gasser joins me for the next few minutes. Cheryl Gasser is the Director of Talk Programming at Wisconsin Public Radio. Cheryl, almost halfway toward that $2,000 goal that we have for this hour of our Winter Pledge Drive.
1-800-383-9772. That is the number to call. Talk with a friendly volunteer. They're waiting to talk with you in Pledge Central. They'll want to know who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you'd like to pay for it. And if you pledge $10 or more per month in support of Wisconsin Public Radio, we will be happy to send you our guest's book, 1,000 Places in the U.S. and Canada to See Before You Die. And you know, Joy, I have to admit, I was just back in Pledge Central. I made my pledge. I have Patricia Schultz's other book, and I don't get to Europe very often. So I thought, well, you know, it's time to put my money where my ear is. I love public radio as much as our other listeners do, and I wanted to pick up this book. So,
well, way to go, Cheryl. All right. A $10 a month or more pledge from Cheryl, and she picked up 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die. But the real reason you pledged, Cheryl, was because you, like you, dear listener, value the service.
I can't imagine what my life would be like. Even though I work at Wisconsin Public Radio, I listen at home. I listen in the car. I listen in the middle of the night when I can't sleep. Wisconsin Public Radio is my companion, and I am happy to pay to support the programming that I have come to rely on. And I hope that you feel the same way. I know you feel the same way. It's just a matter of deciding to make that extra step and become a member at any level. Any amount makes you a member. Every amount is important and is needed. Do what's comfortable for you. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Yeah, in fact, we see pledges all over the board because we do ask you to pledge what's comfortable to you. I've seen pledges of $10. I've seen pledges of $10 a month. I've seen pledges of $100 a month. Even though rare they might be, we had a pledge this drive of $10,000.
Right.
So it really shows you that it's all over the board. And somewhere there's an amount that fits right in your budget because you want to help Wisconsin Public Radio meet its budget in order to bring you the programs that you count on. 1-800-383-9772 is the number for you to call right now with your contribution, your pledge of financial support to Wisconsin Public Radio. You can pay for it all at once by writing a check. We'll send you a reminder in the mail. Or you can put it on your credit card right away or your debit card, or you can arrange to have electronic funds transfer to have, for example, a monthly installment taken out of your checking account. We'll do whatever you want us to do in terms of helping you pay for that pledge. But please do make it at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Just it's 9 more minutes or so left in the hour to pick up Patricia Schultz's book, 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die. This book is a great way to discover places you've never been, but it's also a great way, Joy, to relive places you have visited. This book brought back memories for me of a trip years ago to the Corn Palace in South Dakota. I hadn't thought about that trip in years, but it was really fun. My husband and I went out to Colorado, saw a lot of really wonderful things across the country, and I just hadn't thought of it. But looking back through this book, it's really, it evoked some really wonderful memories for me. And so it'll give you new ideas. It'll help you recall places that you've been. And there's also a lot of places right here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Sure.
Everything from the Door County Peninsula to the Birkebeiner that's coming up in Hayward to the Milwaukee Art Museum. You know, places to see in your own state, possibly your own city. Yours for a pledge of $10 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio at 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
We have so far $1,200 plus toward that $2,000 goal this hour. It's important to meet these hourly goals to stay on track during this membership drive in order for Wisconsin Public Radio to meet the budget and pay for the programming that you're listening to right now. I hope we can even exceed that $2,000 goal this hour, since this is such a wonderful thank you gift, the 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die, which is yours for a pledge of $10 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org, offering this particular book this hour, and just 6 minutes left in this hour.
1-800-383-9772. You need to decide that you want to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio at whatever level, but then decide the level. Decide if you want to pledge at the $10 a month level or the $5 a month level or the $1 a day level. Any amount is welcome. Any amount makes you a member. And then you go to the computer and make a pledge at WPR.org, safe and secure. Or you call and talk with a wonderful volunteer at 800-383-9772. It's a busy time of the morning for a lot of people, Joy. But you know what? Pledging, it takes 2 to 3 minutes. And
quick.
Then you're on your way. And you are a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, supporting everything you hear on the Ideas Network and on Wisconsin Public Radio. On the web, maybe you listen. You listen at home. You listen in the car and at work, and your pledge goes to support everything you hear on the Ideas Network and on Wisconsin Public Radio.
I want to thank James in Milwaukee, who called in a pledge this hour, and he says, I listen to everything on Wisconsin Public Radio. You name it, I listen to it. Well, thank you very much, James. I'm glad you're listening now, and I'm glad you called in your pledge. That's right. Your money goes to what you're hearing right now, and it helps pay for all of your favorite programs, the entire service on the Ideas Network and and our NPR News and Classical Music Network. Thanks to Patricia in Washington Island. I think that's in the 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, the book. I think Wisconsin Public Radio is extremely important. It offers us an alternative that is hard to find anywhere else. The programs are really good and really up to date. Thank you so much, Patricia, for calling in your pledge. We do try to be as timely and as relevant as possible when we talk about those issues that matter to you. We certainly try to follow the latest in politics and the latest public policy debates going on in Congress and at the state capitol. But we also like to take you places you've never been before, and we also love to travel. And I think Wisconsin Public Radio does do that, Cheryl. It opens up the world to many people, if only on the radio.
It absolutely does. Mm. It takes you places you'd never go otherwise. It makes you think about things that you might not have thought about, or at least thinks about them in a different way. And we hope that you value that service enough to make the decision to become a member, a financial supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio at 1-800-383-9772. Our thank you gift to you this hour, if you'd like it, Patricia Schultz's book, 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die. It really does. It gives you joy. You said you have a life list. Sort of
I do. A list of places
you want to see. And did this hour give you more ideas?
It did. I am planning a New England trip at some point. I've already had Alaska on the list, and I talked to Patricia Schultz about that before. Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of places. My next trip is to Costa Rica, out of the country, but I've always wanted to see the rainforest and enjoy all the biodiversity that you can experience in a place like Costa Rica. But I have Patricia's both of her books, mm-hmm. and they really have been a great guide for me. And I just think travel really is just an eye-opening experience, and it feeds our soul, our mind, and everything else. And I hope that Wisconsin Public Radio does that for you too. And just a couple of minutes left in this hour for you to take advantage of this particular opportunity to not only support Wisconsin Public Radio and help pay for this service, but pick up a copy of this book. If you love to travel, you will love this book, 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die. Yours for a pledge of $10 a month or more, $120 pledge or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. And the book is yours, and so is the member benefit card, Cheryl, which comes in handy when you are traveling.
Absolutely. As you travel around the state of Wisconsin, you will be able to pick up 2-for-1 entrees at over 230 restaurants around the state, 2 nights for the price of 1 at many bed and breakfasts, also 2-for-1 admission to many arts and cultural events, symphonies, museums, and the like. So what a great pairing, this book, 1,000 Places in the USA and Canada See Before You Die, and the member benefit card, and all the great programming that you get on Wisconsin Public Radio for a pledge of $10 or more a month, WPR.org or 800-383-9772.
Thank you so much. If you're a member of Wisconsin Public Radio already, or if you've called in during this pledge drive, we really, really appreciate it. Your pledge makes a difference, and I am thrilled to report that we have crossed the $2,000 mark this hour. So we have met the goal, but
keep going.
If you want this book and you want to support Wisconsin Public Radio, still a couple of more minutes for you to make that pledge at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Join Elaine in Wautoma, who called in a pledge this hour, and she says, thank you for getting me through the winter. Well, you're welcome, Elaine, and I think we're all in this together, aren't we?
Absolutely. Wisconsin Public Radio is your companion, whether you're coming in from shoveling or just enjoying a nice winter's day. Quality radio, that's what Wisconsin Public Radio is, and quality radio costs. It really is a team effort. The producers, the hosts like Joy, the producers like Leo Duran, Karen Prager, Carmen Jackson, it's a team effort, and you are part of that team. With your pledge of support, you help keep Wisconsin Public Radio strong. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Well, sure, we're going to move on to the news and another topic, but there still is time. It's very quick and easy for you to make your pledge. And if you would like 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die and the member benefit card, call in with that $120 a year pledge or more to 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.